Okay, I'd like to begin today by giving a shiur on Ksubis. That's something we had on Ksubis Daf Beis. Usually things from Daf Beis have a better chance of being remembered than something on anything past Daf Beis. So I'd like to review what we discussed in Ksubis Daf Beis, or Naftali happened to be, and it's worth it for what we're chazering, but it's strikingly similar to the discussion by Zika, and I'm not saying it's totally zeh bezeh, it's just similar, and so let's first take 10-15 minutes to discuss that, and then we'll come back to Zika. When we started Kedushin, we learned that, when we started Ksubis rather, we learned that there are two parts to marriage, Kedushin and Nisuin. And the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Aleph discussed that for Yud Beis Chaydish, there's no Chi of Mezainis. After Kedushin, a man is Mekadish a woman. For 12 months, there's no chi of mezainis. After 12 months, if 12 months passed and the chassan was not machnis the kala to chuppah, he starts to be mechuyev to give mezainis. The Gemara had a shaila, pirsani damahu. What happens if he gave a kedushin and at the end of the 12 months, he's willing to marry her at the end of the, right before the 12 months end, but pirsa nida. She became a nida, so now he can't marry her. So he has to wait. He's got to wait another week. Mahu. Does he have to give mezainis for that week? Pirsa nida, mahu. So the Gemara discusses either that he's potter, because it's her fault, or, as the Gemara says, that Nistapcha Sadehu, it's his fault. She's the one that was Pirsanida, but it's we had the Yisaiden that whatever happens is the Chasin's fault, not the Kala's fault, even though she's the one that was Pirsanida. And Gemara said that. Taisa said, why is it his fault? She's the one that... So Taisa says, remember Taisa in Papadamid Bey says, it's always his fault because the man is the one Mechuyev in Pruravu, it's all his... Whatever happens is... his Achrayas. That was a Gemara. Now that Gemara brought us to Machlekes the Rambam and the other Rishayim. As far as the definition of chuppah, what is chuppah? It's a strange thing that in the Mishnayis it says what kedushin is. B'shalosh adrachim b'kesu b'shtar v'diyah. So b'feirush a Mishnah, what is kedushin? And as far as what is chuppah, there's no such Mishnah. It's strange that in the Seder HaMishnayis, certain things were left out, kilu, they were Dvarim Pshutim. What? The Ran made the Diyuk. One second. So the question is, what is chuppah? What is it? So we had then a machlokes rishonim on the definition of chuppah. It's no beferish gemara. Gemara uses the word language chuppah, but doesn't say what chuppah is. So we had, I think, four shittas as to what chuppah is. One is it's a canopy, the way we do it. One is the badekin, which also we are machmir to do. One is spreading out a beged on top of the two of them, which they do by many of the Sfaradim do it, and by the Yekis they do it. And the Rambam Shita, and it was the Rambam alone, I don't think we found another reason to hell that way, that you need a Yichud Haroi Labiyah. To be Nisuin, you need Yichud Haroi Labiyah, which means, the way we understood, a private Yichud room. You go into a room and l'shem nisuin. If you just happen to be in a room, you're not married to a woman. If you go in l'shem marriage into a yichud room, that constitutes chuppah. And the Rambam said it has to be a yichud haroi labiyah. The makor of this Rambam, the Ran brought in Ksuvis, is from this Gemara. Gemara says, Pirsa Nida Mahu. That if she's a Nida, you can't do Chuppah. Why she's a Nida, you can't do Chuppah? If it's going under a canopy, go under a canopy. If it's spreading a talus, you can spread a talus. If it's Badekin, you can do a Badekin. Why Pirsa Nida, you can't do Chuppah? The Rambam learned from there that you need a yichud haray labia. The yichud has to be a yichud which halacha did, you're allowed to do bia. The yichud itself is kind of not a bia. But you need a yichud that's roy labia, and since she's persanida, she's asura, so that's why it's not a yichud haray labia. And therefore we came away with the Rambam Shita that chuppah is something else. So what we do is try to be yaitza all the shitas, or almost all the shitas. Either we do all four or we do three. But we don't hold, Ashkenazim at least, we don't hold the ikur is like the Rambam. We hold that the ikur is like the shita, that it's a canopy. They go under a canopy together. And it doesn't need roi labia. That's the way we paskin. We're machmir. Everybody has a yichud room. The reason we have a yichud room is l'chumra. Look, you want to be married with everybody. So you do. We do try to do all the types of yichud. By chuppas nida, do they do another yichud with Eidim? That's a good question. Now, by chuppas nida, according to the Rambam, it's not a chuppah. So let's say they get married and she goes to the mikveh 5 days later. Do you do another yichud with Eidim? So there are some that are mahadir to do a yichud with Eidim. The Sfaradim are makbid. The makbid dafka to do a yichud with Eidim. They grab them, it's unusual, but they make a suda then as well, a suda's mitzvah. Even if it's 5 days after the wedding, it could be 10 days after the wedding, it could be after Sheva Brachos. With Eidim. By us, the machmirim do with Eidim, the mekilim do without Eidim, because the arsameach brings that there's a machlaikas brisis if chuppah needs edis l'kiyume, if you have to have edim, if it's ma'akiv by a chuppah. By kedushin, we all know edis is ma'akiv. By chuppah, it's a machlaikas, so we have the double machlaikas. The machlaikas we pass right to Rambam. I feel like Tim Salimer, we do pass right to Rambam, machlaikas even need witnesses, so therefore, not everybody does edis, although it would be a hiddur to do with this. So al kapodim, this is the Rambam Shita. There are two things. First of all, in halacha lemaisa, it's a little strange. We do a bracha under the chuppah. A bracha, berachas nesu'in, under the chuppah. And there's a long hefsik until the Rambam's yichud. Because the way it works by us is that till the chas and kala go down and the dancing and the saying mazel tov, it can take 5 minutes till you get to the yichud room. We're not makbid on a hefsik from the chuppah to the yichud room. You'll see there are some who are makbid, some circles. The minig is to be makbid. You know, before you turn around, bang, the chas and kala are out of the room. They go straight to the yichud room quickly. That's based on the cheshbon that there should be no hefsik between the bracha and the chuppah. If that's chuppah, so you're supposed to go. So some of you have a question, if we're already being machmir like the Rambam, why we're not machmir to be cheshish for the bracha? Now it's especially a question because in some circles, in some Sephardic circles, they do the yichud after the suda. They don't do the yichud room till after the suda's mitzvah. They have the chuppah, and they have the whole chasna, the whole suddas mitzvah. They bench, and they do it before benching, after benching. I'm not sure.
After benching,
in the house, they get edim then, and they do the yichud later. They do it much later. It's such a strange thing. The bracha was 3 hours ago, maybe 5 hours ago. I don't know. And now they're going to do the for suffer brachas for always chayshish for a shita. So in the halacha l'maaseh dika world, it's a little strange that we have this type of a hefsek. So that's one nekuda of difficulty with the Rambam Shita and the Olam HaHalacha.
Can I give another bracha later?
You don't. First of all, you need a minyan. to make Berachas Nisuin. And second of all, why do it twice? Do it once for this sheet and once for that sheet. It's one of them is the Berachah Levatol. We never do that. We have a machlaikis. You only make a bracha when it's both sheet. It's not a bracha on one sheet and another bracha on one sheet, typically. Now, to explain what we do, we go back to the kashas on the Rambam sheet. There are a number of very stark kashas on the Rambam. The Ran himself in Ksubis Daf Beis asks the following kasha. There's a Gemara later in Ksubis of Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais. Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais means that if somebody is marrying in Isurei Lavim, so we know Yesh the Kedushin Taifsin, the Chayvei Lavim, you pass in Kedushin this Taifis. The Gemara says the same thing, Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais. Just like Kedushin is Taifis the Chayvei Lavim, Chuppah Nisuin is also Taifis by Chayvei Lavim. By psulais, for someone you're not allowed to marry. If you do it, you're mekudeshes and you're in the suah. Fraktaran, what's going on here? You need a yichud or roi labia. We said a chuppah sneed is not roi labia because halacha stops, makes an issa to be bail. If so, if she's a grusha lakayim, should be the same thing. It's a yichud shein a roi labia. They're being the yachid, but it's not mutter to be bail her. To happen to be Yesh Chuppah L'Psulais, it's a Yichud Sheina Roi Labia. A very stark Akasha, the Ran Bleib Shver, on the Rambam because of this Kasha. In another Kasha, which somehow we all remember better, the Yom Kippur Kasha, the Gemara says in the beginning of Yuma that Misaknin, we prepare L'Kayin Gadol, an extra wife. Now, L'Kayin Gadol is not allowed to marry two wives. Beisai is Lashon Yachid. He's only allowed to have one wife. However, he has to have a wife. A Kohen Gadol that doesn't have a wife, whose wife died, is not allowed to do the Avodah in Yom Kippur. Mechiper ba'adayu ba'ad beisai. He has to have a kapara for him and his family, which is the basis of Ishtai. So the Mishnah Yuma says they prepared a wife, a spare wife, for the Kohen Gadol on Erev Yom Kippur, so that if his wife were to die in Yom Kippur, he can marry that wife. How did they go about preparing the spare wife? Says Machlokes Rishayim, what they did. Erev Yom Kippur. Some Rishayim hold that he was Mekadishar Erev Yom Kippur, but tonight. That Erev Yom Kippur, he gave a Kedushin, but tonight, that if his wife dies on Yom Kippur, it should be Chal. If you hold that shita, we have no problem. But the Rambam says that they prepared a wife, they didn't do anything Erev Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, if his wife died, they did a quick chasana that he should remarry on Yom Kippur. His wife would die, he'd immediately go and marry this wife that was Misaknin Lo. You can't start looking for a wife in Yom Kippur. So they prepared Erev Yom Kippur, a woman that was willing. And then if his wife died in Yom Kippur, he quickly went and he married this wife. There's no aninus for Kohen Gadol, even all year round. Kohen Gadol has no aninus and no avelus, nikadu. So he would marry another wife. Now, Beisai means Nesuin also. Beisai means that he's fully married to her. That means that on Yom Kippur, you do Kedushin and Chuppah. So the kasha again is on the Rambam. Bishlam of chuppah is a canopy, you could do it in Yom Kippur. But if chuppah is yichud arayi labia, bia is one of the surim of Yom Kippur, how could you do a yichud arayi labia on Yom Kippur? The yichud is not arayi labia, it isn't to be bail on Yom Kippur. How you do kedushin? You give her a ring, you say harama kedushin. So remember, kinyanam min ha-tayra ha-mutter. And the truth is, even the Rabbanan there also, if it's Tzarchei Mitzvah, they're mutter. You're allowed to do a Kinyan on Yom Tov, if it's Tzarchei Mitzvah. Even, as a Mishnah Beis says, if he has no food, he can go to the store and tell him, I'll pay you after Yom Tov and take food from the store. So, some Shabbos is mutter too, which is Chafs on Yom Tov, because they were able to carry, they were able to cook. But, So this is a second very stark akasha on the Rambam. It's Kamad Astiris HaRambam. The Rambam says that Yom Kippur you can get married with chuppah. And the Rambam also says that that you need a Yichud HaRoi L'biyah. So that appears to be a Astira. So it's two kashas on the Rambam. There's a third kasha. So Gemara Ksubis Memches that talks about Masra Ha'av L'shluchei HaBaal. It talks about a nesuin of a ketana where the father gave the ketana to a shliach of the Baal. And the Gemara says, Misha Masra Av L'shluchei HaBaal, when the father gave it over to the shluch of the Baal is mefin nedareha. The Baal alone could be mefin nedareha. Now, if the Kedushin, the Baal is not mefin nedareha alone, the father and the Baal. It says, Masra Ha'av L'shluchei HaBaal. So the Baal is mefin nedareha. So right to the same kasha, how can you have a Yichud Roi L'biyah? With the shliach, you can't have a Yichud Roi L'biyah. She's going to be miyachid with the shliach. The shliach is she's eishes ish to him. Besides that, the yichud is aser. He can't be bail her. So it's not a yichud roi l'biyah. So vayta, it's a third kasha. It's a meferish gemara. Three starka kashas on shitas haramba. So again, the Rambam holds in yichud roi l'biyah. So tshver, we have three cases of yichud that are not roi l'biyah. If the woman is a iser lav, you could have chuppah. It's not roi l'biyah. If it's Yom Kippur, you could have chuppah. It's not roi l'biyah. And this third case of Masra Av L'Shluchei HaBaal, a Yichud with L'Shluchei HaBaal shouldn't be a Yichud. So these are three stark kashas on Shittas HaRambam. And Rav Naftali comes to offer a teretz, and the Avnei Nezer in Tshuva Shin Tzadik Vav says the same mahalach, and it's a very geshmaka mahalach in the Rambam Shita. What he says is that even like the Rambam, that you need a Yichud HaRoi L'biyah, the Rambam is maida that a Yichud She'ein HaRoi L'biyah is something of a kinyan. What's something of a kinyan? He divides the kinyan of a wife to two parts. The Nesu'in. Kedushin is Kedushin. The Nesu'in itself, he says, what happens by Nesu'in? What happens when you get married? One, you kaina the wife. Kaina the wife means that you have a bailus in the woman. And we discussed numerous times that a man gets married, doesn't own his wife. The guf of the woman doesn't belong to the man. What does he own? The ishus, we always say, the ishus of the wife. I mean, he owns her ability to remarry. A man controls only one thing about a wife. Everything else, she does what she wants. The one thing a man controls about a wife is she can't remarry without his get or without his dying. He owns the ishus, the eligibility of the woman. That's a kinyan in the woman. He has a kinyan. Isha niknis. He owns something in the woman. And that is this idea of kinyan. So again, two parts to the nesu'in. One is the kinyan in the woman, that he has ownership in the woman. And that the Rambam is maida masra ha'av l'shluchei habaal works. Yom Kippur, it works. Or psulais, it works. What? No, because by the truth is the kinyan ishus is your right. It's really by eris and by kedushin. She can't remarry. It's taka true. But he has a stronger kinyan in her. He owns her a stronger, I don't use the word ishus because ishus can be misunderstood in both directions. A stronger kinyan in the woman. Lenyan, he starts to be mefin nedareha, he's yarsha, he's metamala. So he has a stronger bailus in her. It's taka true. Kedushin is a kinyan for ishus of her. But whatever that kinyan is, it's finished with the nesu'in. Nesu'in makes it totally his. If the kedushin, he doesn't have to give up his zaynus. He doesn't have her totally, so to speak. He has more of a kinyan in her after nesu'in. But then, there's an additional level, which I think Rav Naftali's lashon was for dvarim shebeinei lebeinah, the things that have to do with intimacy, with which is also a level of ishus, that should be ishtay l'chal davar, that you need a yichud haray labiyah. That's the mahalach of Rav Naftali. So that nisun is split into two. It's split first into some sort of a kinyan in the woman, but still for dvarim shebeinei lebeina you need more, and for that you need yichud haray labiyah. Yichud haray labiyah is a yichud in a way that affects dvarim shebeinei lebeina. For Yom Kippur, ba'adai ba'ad beisai, it's enough to have the haskola sakin. Don't need the sefer kin. Now, right away we're marviach with this, the minig halacha l'maisa. The minig l'halacha is not to be makbid on a hefsik between the berchis ha-nesuin and the yichudrum. It's a bracha l'vatala issue. So according to what we're saying now, it's not a problem. Because it's not a bracha l'vatala. The bracha under the chuppah is kainahar. There's a certain kinyan that happens under the chuppah. There's a certain kinyan before the yichud haray labiyah. Then, by the yichud haray labiyah, it completes the kinyan. But it's not like nothing happens earlier. Nothing would happen earlier. It could be a bracha l'vatala right around. That's a good kasha. Why don't we do it by the bedekin? Because of the shita that it's a bedekin. It's even a stronger kasha. Because the way we do badekim, we do it before the kedushin, and you can't do nesuin first, the kedushin second. Pashtus, has to be kedushin first, nesuin second. What? So we discussed that there's also tshuvas avni nezer, a different tshuva. Avni nezer also is bothered by chassidim. It's not always the meaning that the chassan does the badekim. Meaning is the Kala's father, I don't know, I was never by such a wedding. I probably was by such a wedding, but probably the men didn't go to the Badekin, so I don't know. But by some Hasidim, I don't know. I was in Yerushalayim, was it 2 weeks ago? It feels like ages ago. So I was talking Eide Kedushin there. So they made Eide Badekin, the Makbid there, that they made them on the Badekin too, because the Badekin might be Nesuin. And there the Chassan did it. Even though it was Yerushalmi, and 10 generations Yerushalmis. But yesh for yesh, I guess, from an hug. At any rate, the answer is that Avinezer says that the Badekin is not the Maisa of the Badekin, that's the Badekin, is the fact that she's still Badekt at the time that you go to the Chuppah. And rather there, the Makbid, that she doesn't take off the veil till the Chuppah. In our circles, I think she does take off the veil. You have to fix the makeup, or gets a bracha from the mother, the father. They take pictures. There, the makbid that the badekin of the chassan stays straight from then till later, which is not even so easy because they have a thick veil, and you know she's gotta be careful how she walks. But anyway, the kude is that the badekin is just like the chuppah. It's not the spreading out of the chuppah, it's being under the chuppah. Same thing with the bed. All right, Akan, this is all Reb Naftali's side. And like I said, even though it comes from a very late source, Rabbi Nezer and Naftali, but it seems to be a accepted mahalach over the year, and when you learn Kedushin, you find rayas to such an idea, that's the way it works. Now, I'd like to add an akuda to this. There's an archa shulchan in halacha. In Simin Samach Aleph, it's Sifkat and Aleph and Beis. He also talks about the Rambam Shita. And he says, right there in Sifkat and Beis, the same thing that Rav Naftali says. He says that it works in two steps, and that the first part is also in the Suin, also a certain Kenyan, not a complete Kenyan, the complete Kenyan is later. And these Yarshins are from, even like the Rambam, Yarshins are from after the first chuppah till you do Yichud Haray Labiyah, it also works. Okay. Then, what's interesting is the Aruch HaShulchan has charata. He has a kasha, whatever the kasha is, you look it up. He has a little bit of charata from what he said. And it changes. He adds a knach. And it's very interesting when we compare it to Zika. The change that he makes is interesting. He says, the Rambam says, that the bracha on the nisuin should be right before the yichud. Should be right before the yichud. But if you made the bracha earlier, by the chuppah, by what we call the chuppah, you don't have to say it again by the yichud. So, our Hashulchan says, what's going on here? If you made it, if you hold the Rambam holds, if you don't hold Reb Naftali, the yichud is the whole chuppah, you have to make the bracha then. So, first our Hashulchan says, like Reb Naftali, it's two steps. But he has a kasha on himself from the Magid Mishnah. And he ends up changing the Reb Naftali a little bit. Listen to what he says. He says that the chuppah, the canopy chuppah, that's the beginning of the kinyan. But he says it's toli va'imid, it's sort of hanging. If he doesn't end up doing a yichud harayla, then it's nothing. If he doesn't end up going to a yichud room, then that canopy was nothing. But if he ends up finishing the nisuin by going to a yichud aray labiyah, then it's lemafreya that from the chuppah it was already a kinyan for certain things, for yarsha, latamala, for the lehefer nederah. So he says the same as Reb Naftali, but with a knech, that it's two steps. But if you don't do the second step, the first step is non-existent. So it's b'tanai. The first step is the tanai that you finish it with the yichud aray labiyah. If you don't finish yichud aray labiyah, then it was nothing. And that way he shtims his kasha from a Magid Mishnah that he says it's nothing a chuppah. It's taka nothing if you don't end up doing a yichud aray labiyah too. If you do a yichud aray labiyah, then it's l'mafreya, it's good.
Why can't we say that if you're assuming that in those 5 minutes, that's the second effort to make the rock? The entire question of chuppah that we're making brachas in time, it's one big.
You think so? You think you make a bracha on kedushin, and everyone says mazel tov, and then he puts on the ring. Would anybody do that? It's very strange. Maybe b'di'evet, maybe they can be mamatzlus. Certainly, those who wait 3-4 hours to have a meal, it's very hard to. What? So I mean, all that is not a hefsek because it's all oisir. Well, let's say I make hamotzi. Before I eat, I ask for salt. It's not a hefsek. Before I eat, I tell my wife, "Oh, it tastes good." But I think say before you eat, okay. I tell the table set nicely. It's not a hefsek. Not a tzarich of the eating. Okay, lemaisa they say this way. Maisa, you have now Aruch HaShulchan, you have in the Gedalia Paiskin, it says, not just the Reb Naftali.
According to
Aruch
HaShulchan, you're putting the
Kinyan and Rishus. Yeah. Now, first he says to split it. Then he has a Kasha. Magid Mishnah says, Beferish, that if you don't get to the Yichud, if you never do Yichud, it'll be, it's nothing. So he has a Shver, okay? So mainly he comes up with his with this Pshara that it's two steps, but if you don't do the second step, it's not Chalom Afrei.
By Rishus, he said that the whole thing works in my life.
Yeah, it's funny. He says only that thing that the chuppah could do is chalom afrei. Okay, so Adkan, this is a shtikl taira on the suin, a chuppah. It's a sidestick. It's something important to know and to remember. Now, we go and we compare it to Zika. Let's we'll come back to what we spoke about Thursday. We'll talk today Rav Shach's Mahalach and Zika. Okay? So we put this in our back pocket, we come to Zika, and essentially we're gonna end up with a similar Mahalach. But let's remind ourselves the sugya of Zika. We have in our Gemara a machlaikis yesh Zika ein Zika, which appears to be a machlaikis regarding Zika de Rabbanim. That's what it seems from Lashna Gemara, from the Nuki Yisif. We're talking about Zika Durabana. Sounds like from our Gemara that the whole Zika is a Durabana. Midar I said there's no Zika. So last week we asked 4 kashas on this, 4 mashmaisin that Zika is Daraisa. One from Kedushin Daf Dalit. We had a Gemara there that talked about Kinyane Ishus min HaTorah, and it said, Ma'ali Yavama Shekein Skuka Vaymedes. We had a Gemara in Saita Yudches that a Saita has to swear, Amen Shalai Satisi Arusa Vishemeres Yavam. It's also Deiraisa. It's Mashvada Shemeres Yavam has a Zika Deiraisa. We asked, and this was the main kasha that wasn't answered, because Rav Toiz Mahalach answered three kashas, but not the kasha on Rashi. The Rashi brings Hafaras Nadarim into our Gemara. So just like we have a Machlaikis Yezika Ein Zika, same thing, there's a Machlaikis by Hafaras Nadarim, Yezika Ein Zika. By Hafaras Nadarim, it's a Shavu Deraisa. So Vaita, the kasha is, if by Hafaras Nadarim, it's a Shavu Zika Deraisa, what are you comparing it to our Gemara? Maybe Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Zika by Nadarim, and he holds Yeshika by the Rabbanim. And the fourth kasha was the Stira in the Mukhi Yosef, which I'm not going to repeat, but we had the Stira in the Mukhi Yosef himself. So we had four difficulties in questions of Zika Dairais and Zika Rabbanim. Rav Shach comes along, and as I mentioned, the Chidusha of Shmuel, Simin Yudalit, says the same idea. Rav Shach comes along, and he says, two dinim. There are two dinim of kinyin in a yavama. There are two types of zika. One's a zika deraisa, one's a zika derabana. Which is which? So zika deraisa is a kinyin in the woman. She falls into yibam. You have a kinyin ishus in the woman. She's not allowed to remarry without your permission. With the evidence chal. But she's not allowed to. The Shemeres Yavam is not allowed to get married L'shuk. You have a kinyan in the woman. A kinyan means you may fit the Dara. That's the Yezika Dara'isa. Yezika Dara'isa is that you could be mefer Hanadarim. She's also to others, so the Saita has to swear. Not a problem. And the Gemara in Kiddush Daftal is also not a problem. The Yezika Dara'isa that you have a kinyan in the woman. That is when Igeya Zika Dairaisa Kinyana Minatira for Dvarim Shabeinai Labeina, that is not an idea for Inyanim that have to do with Arayais, with Erva. You don't have a Kinyan in her Minatira. Minatira, you're allowed to marry her mother, you're allowed to marry her sister, because the Kinyan is sort of a business Kinyan in the woman. The Kinyan, Yarsha, Tamalal, Fenderel, to give a truma, Rav Shach brings a raya, because the Rabbeinu Tam he brings says that she eats truma. She falls to yibum to a kayin. Obviously, her husband was a kayin. But normally, what's the din of an almana? She eats truma. She's a bas yisrael. The husband's a kayin. You know what the din is? What? If she has children, she eats truma, because her children keep on eating. It's the same bias. She has no children. She can't. She goes back to the base of the year. She can't eat truma. But if there's a yavam, who's obviously a kayin, if a husband's a kayin, the yavam's a kayin, then she keeps on eating truma, Rabbeinu Tam says. How could you eat truma? The answer is, why does truma depend on kinyan kaspay? Yechlubay. Kinyan kaspay. It's not a complimentary lashon. The Mishnah says, because of kinyan kaspay, Behemais, Avodim, and wives could eat truma for a kayin. It puts them all together. My wife once told me, it doesn't bother her that a man's not supposed to walk between two women. But why does that have to say in halacha, and they shouldn't walk ben shnei klavim and ben shnei nashim? Why did that say in the same sif in halacha? And I told her, because it was meant to be read by men. It wasn't meant to be read by women. But anyway, Kinyan Kaspay, Hem Yechlubay, is the place that you could eat. Now, apparently, it's no Gemara. He brings it from Rabbeinu Tam, that a Shemeres Yavam eats Truma. Is it a Gemara later? The Gemara? The place is there? Okay, great. What daf is it? Okay. So he says that Minatayra, you could eat Truma. The Gemara stops it. Why? Because Shem Yechlub. The like Kenyan? So the Rabbeinu Tam is saying that's a Darabana, the Kedrash. Okay. Okay, good. So So Vaita, that's his raya, that by Zika itself, you have a kinyan in the woman. King Kaspa, you have a kinyan in her. That's the din Zika Dairaisa. Our Gemara has a machlokes of Yesh Zika, that's if Midrabanan, Finyani Erva, you also have a kinyan in the woman. Do you have a kinyan, Finyani Erva? So that's our thing. Are you allowed to marry your sister? You're allowed to marry your mother. That's a Shaila and Arayas. That is a machlokes Yesh Zika Dirabanan, Yesh Zika Ein Zika Midrabanan. Whether Rabbanan guys are a second level of Zika, or they weren't guys a second level of Zika. But once there are two dinim, so now it's not a stira. You have some Gemaras say Zika deraisa, some Gemaras say talk about Zika derabanan. It's just stira. One is talking lagabe arayos, and one is talking lagabe other things. So in Marviach, the first two kashas are answered. The two kashas from Kiddush Daf Dalid or Saita Daf Yud Ches is pashut. There is a Zika deraisa, so you could have. On a deraisa dika level Zika. What about Rashi? Now, first of all, you all understand, I mean to compare this to Nisuin. There are two levels of Nisuin. Oh, I forgot to mention, Rav Shach brings a Reb Chaim as a mocker for his splitting it. He brings from the Gracha al Rambam. The Rambam Shita, to me it's interesting that Vaita it's a Rambam. The Rambam Shita is Mekadish. Yesh kedushin lo uber. If a man is mekadosh and uber b'meye imay, it's chal kedushin. You give a, it says you have to give the father kedushin. The father kedushin on his daughter. So you go to the father, you say the uber and the why and your wife's meyayim amukudeshesli. So it should be chal. It's chal kedushin. Kedushin b'meye ibar uber is miskadeshes. That's the Shita Saramba. So he brings that the Ran is a kasha on the Ramba. Im Kadesh and Uber is Mekudeshes, really? Im Kain, Matsinu Chamaisai Mima Enes. If so, you can have a mother-in-law who's a Dazmian. You can have a case of a of an Erva that you marry somebody. And the mother is Mima Enes. We said you can't have a case where your mother-in-law does Dazmian. Because if you have a mother-in-law, she had children. She had children, banim hariyam kesamanim. So once she has children, she can't do miyan. Because if you married her daughter, how could she do miyan? But the Rambam holds banim is kesamanim only when they're born. It means the Rambam holds, if you have a pregnant woman, and you mekadosh the daughter, the mother could still be a ketana, but tzinu achamayseh mimeenes. So what's going on with the Rambam? So Reb Chaim says this exact same shalot. He says, "What does it mean? You can be mekadosh and uber? It means you have a kinyan in the uber. You sort of own the uber to control her, that she can't get married without your get or without him dying. Kinyanim you have, but for dvarim shebeinoy lebeinah, there's no such thing. Uber is not shayach to ishus in that sense. Not shayach to a relationship with somebody." So Reb Chaim says that you have one aspect of kinyan by an uber, but it's not a complete that you should be aser in her arayis, in her mother and her sister. You're mekadosh an uber, you're not aser in her sister, not aser in her mother. You don't have such a mitzvah. You're right, this is in kedushin. It's mechalik in kedushin. Yeah. Can't have a yichud or alabiyah with an uber. Says mechalak and kedushin, such a chilek. It's interesting. So the which is a little, all right. At any rate, the Zakhtar Shach, the same chilek there. Chaim says by an uber, I'm saying by zika. I know ach. Whatever you have by there, you have by here. And the meila, you have the. This whole chilek, and the meila, it comes out in a nice way that it's meduyik in the concept. At least we find now in three places. We find in Ksubis, we found it by Nisuin, Reb Chaim, we find it by Mekadosh Uber, And Rav Shach is saying the same idea here in the case of of Zika. Now this is
he's just not growing in Illinois, no?
Where? We're saying for her to be Mizana outside is a kinyan in her, that she's not allowed to go to anybody else. How do you define the chilek? So Rav Shach talks about it, because Rav Shach goes on Rav Hamnuna. He talks about Rav Hamnuna, who holds that if the Isha is Mizana Tachas Baila, that she's awesome in Atayran to her husband. Shach writes, I read it over Shtickle, we don't pass Rav Hamnuna because it's Yisurei Lavin. It's not a real Erva. What he says is that since the whole Rav Hamnuna's Gebayt, he compares Yisurei Lavin to Yisurei Erva, so he asks why Sika, because talking Dairaisa. His Lashon is, I think his Lashon, if I remember correctly, is Al Karkach Tzarech Leimer, that's also part of the king. His maskim that he says Al Karkach Tzarech Leimer, his maskim is not so satisfying, but he says such a Lashon. So that's in the second, the Shach in two places, I think that's in the second piece. Al Kaponim, it's just very, it's nice, it's Geshmak, you have the same type of idea by Nisuin, by Uber, and now here. What made it more interesting to me is Thursday we spoke out Rav Naftali, not the Rav Naftali Subas, Rav Naftali here, who said that it's sort of Chalom Afreya, that the Zika Dairaisa, the tanging, and if you end up doing Yibum, then it's Chalom Afreya. It was interesting that that's similar to the Aruch HaShulchan by Nisuin. Aruch HaShulchan by Nisuin said, not exactly identical, but a similar idea. So it's interesting, again, it's not a raya, but it shows the Mahalach HaMachshava in Kiyana Yishus, a similarity in certain ways. And the Dimyan is nice. Dimyan, when you find it's a Dimyan in two places, it's a little nice. And so this is basically Rabbi Naftali's idea. Rav Shach's idea in Yezika to split it into two. As I mentioned, everybody has to find some way to split it into two because there are too many problems, too many theories. The question is, splitting into two is enough, or we have to split it into three or four or five, which we're going to discuss. But for right now, it's at least Masudr. The things are Masudr, and it's nice. It's Masudr. I didn't explain. Let me explain the Dara. There's one more piece to the Shach. The answer Rashi. He answered everything. But Rashi, we had a kasha. Amach like is Zika Zirabanan. Our Gemara is talking about Zika Zirabanan. It's talking about Arayas. And Rashi brings in the Dara. We said the Dara is Zika Daraisa. What's going on here? The Dara is a Shiloh of Zika Daraisa. What's Rashi mixing Zika Daraisa, Zika Zirabanan? They're two dinim. However you split it, it's Shver and Rashi. So Rav Shach is a Knech. He says that we have a rule that the Rabbanah can deraisa tiknu. To think that the Rabbanah will come along and make a takon of Zika where it doesn't exist at all, not mistaver. The Rabbanah can deraisa tiknu. They expanded the Torah Dikah din of Zika. And therefore, Rav Shach says, the din of Zika de Rabbanah depends on the din of Zika deraisa. If you ain't Zika min atayra, it's possible the Rabbanim created the whole Zika. Shach can't say it's impossible. But it's more misnaver that if you hold ain't Zika, so there's no Zika. The Rabbanim can create a new host, rules of Yisurim. It's not misnaver. But if you hold Yesh Zika min atayra, so then it's misnaver that the Rabbanim added to the Yesh Zika. So we had a cash. Maybe Rabbi Kiva holds ain't Zika in the Darim. And maybe in Agamara he's made the Yeshika bin Rabbanah. Because Rashi brought Rabbi Kiva, he didn't bring the other man the Amram. He brought Rabbi Kiva whole Zain Zika. What's he bringing Rabbi Kiva whole Zain Zika? Maybe in Rabbanah there is Zika. So Rashi is this Knech that it's Mistaver that if you hold Yeshika de Rabbanon, it's an addition, a new thing added to the Zika Dairaisa. The Zika Dairaisa is Kenyan. Zika de Rabbanon is for Yonah Arayas also. But if ain't Zika Dairaisa, the Chazal should come with a whole new bunch of Yisurim. It's not a Davar HaMistav. So this is Rav Shach's Mahalach. For what? I hope if you follow the two dinim, everything I said today should be clear. Okay, there are certain bumps along the way, but basically they're two clear Mahalachim. Again, what troubles me is that looking at the last minute through the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't seem that Rav Shach's Mahalach stims with Shulchan Aruch. I'll tell you why, and I still hope to figure out. We're going to finish the sugya. Hopefully, we'll get klarkeit and how we paskin. I already showed you that the Rif paskins Yesh Zika. Shulchan Aruch, by the relatives, Agamara, we paskin Yesh Zika. In Hilchis Nedarim, though, we paskin Ein Zika. By Nedarim, we paskin that Yignameif in Nedareah. That's not consistent with the whole Mahalach of Rav Shach. Rav Shach is saying, if you hold Yezika by Daraisa, then it could be Zika Darabana. If there's no Zika Daraisa, it's not Mistabra that the Rabbana made Zika. That Knech, maybe Rav Shach is emissary Rashi, he's explaining Rashi. But at least Lahalacha doesn't seem to hold true. I looked in Yeridea, in Hilchis Tumas Kayanim. There, the Shulchan Aruch says that a Shemeres Yavam could be Metama to the Yavama. However, the way it's explained, it's because the Yavama has a din of a Meis Mitzvah. Her relatives don't Yarshin her. The Shemeres Yavam Yarshin her. Or is Oymiti Yarshin her. They're not interested in her. She has a din of a Meis Mitzvah. That's why they could be Metama law. A little strange that every time she'll be a Meis Mitzvah. Those who are learning the 10th parak, we had a similar idea by Ketana. In the 10th parak, that a Ketana who's going to be married now to this, when she becomes 12, is going to be married to this person. So she has a din like a Meis Mitzvah. The relative's not interested in her because she's taking her ksuba and going to her husband, Yarshin's ksuba, not her family. Very strange. Nowadays, no one would think of it that way. Someone dies, a relative dies, you can abandon her because somebody else Yarshin's her. But maybe I'm misjudging people, maybe people would do it, but it sounds a little strange. But okay, that's the halacha. So I'm just saying, in halacha, it sounds like we paskin ein zika, we paskin yei zika in Agamara, like the Rif, and ein zika in the Dvarim Daf Ayin Dalid. So that doesn't so much somehow stim with the mahalach advarim that Rav Shach is saying. Okay, it's only a problem with this one knech of Rav Shach, where he says it's totally zeh v'zeh. Maybe again, he's just saying it to answer Rashi. Maybe it's not halacha. Okay, we're on Yud Ches Amid Aleph. There's a Masav Rav Huna, about 8 lines down. Let's just learn this Kasha. It's a Kasha from our Mishnah. It's not hard. It's a Kasha from our Mishnah. Rav Shach explains this Kasha as well, in the second Rav Shach, and the one in, I told you, the Rav Shach says it twice, in the Chasibim Aleph Yud Gimel, and the Chasibim Vav Yud Ches, and Vav Yud Ches explains Masav Rav Huna. Masav Rav Huna Barchia. We said, remember we said two dinim, there's no yibum, and pat is a tzar. So now you had Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, the Mishnah. Reuven got married, Levi's not born. Reuven died, Levi's born. Shimon is, now Levi has no mitzvah to do yibum, Shimon did. When Shimon dies, Levi is not miyabim eshach shloim by lamai and the tzara. That's if Shimon married her. Also, by maimer, if Shimon didn't marry, only did maimer omei shniach lezolim v'sebemis. So, vayti can do yibum. Time adavah by maimer. Why don't you do yibum? Because Shimon did maimer to her. Holoyavah by maimer shniach nami if umei miyab ma. Even if this woman just falls to Shimon, it should already be Yesh Zika. It should already be a relationship of Zika with this woman. It should patir atzara. That's the Gemara's cash. So Gemara says, no, it's lav dafka. I'm a rabbi who I didn't have to go to the way. I'm a b'mayim, m'shniyim, l'chlitz chalzi, v'um, l'im, yabba. But then I'm a b'fukim, b'shamay, d'amri, m'ayim, m'kayin, k'yin, g'amr, k'mash, v'um. Rav Shach is going on the raya. The raya from our Mishnah to our machlokes of Yeshika. What did Rav Shach say? The Gemara in the Dorim is talking about Zika Deraisa, Kinyanim. The Gemara in Yevamis is talking about Zika Drabanan. It's talking about Midrabanan, Zika for Dvarim that are Arayas. What's the Gemara's Kasha? From the Mishnah, Patering Atzara. Is Patering Atzara Arayas? The fact that a woman through Zika patters at Tzara, I think is a din, it's a halacha, that she patters at Tzara. It has to do with, like, Devarim Shebeinei Leveina, to patter at Tzara. So Rasha says, yes, it does. Why? He takes us back to Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We learn from, where do we know the patter at Tzara? Litzrar. Litzrar, you patter at Tzara. Where does it say Litzrar? Remember, it doesn't say in the Parsha of Yibum. Where does it say Litzrar? By this, Rachay Sisha, by Arayas. The Xeris Akosiv that your Pater Atzara is in the Parsha of Arayas. Maybe the Gemara is good. The Gemara compares the Pater Atzara to the Algemein Adin, that the second din, the Zeka Drabanan, which is the not the Kinyan, the Dvarim Shebeinei Leveina, the Arayas Bikadim. Ah, you'll tell me Patur Gitzara is not Arayas? He says it is Arayas. Since we learned it from the Pasha of Arayas, therefore it's Arayas. So the Drabana Dikazika, the Drabana Dikazika, the Patur, right, it's only Drabana Chaletz, Lysim Bemis. God, that's very good, right? It doesn't say Lysim Bemis, it says Chaletz, Lysim Bemis. It's very good that it's a Drab. So that's how he explains this. Raya, I think Rav Shach still has one more piece, Vav Yud Ches, to explain. I don't know if he explains the next Raya or the one after that. So it's still going to come back to Rav Shach and Yitzchak.